This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stasio. When Mohammed Sharaf gets angry, he creates art. He's a graphic designer by trade, but it's his provocative political and social illustrations that have helped him make a name for himself. He uses simple backgrounds and limited color to convey a clear message with Middle Eastern humor and satire. His work touches on women's rights and the Arab Spring and controversial contemporary events in the Middle East. A collection of 20 of his illustrations are now on view at UNC's FedEx Global Ed Center, and he joins us in the studio now, Mohammed Sharaf. Welcome to the State of Things.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's take you back a little bit. Your father was an artist, right?
Yeah, he was.
Tell us about his work and how it inspired you.
So I grew up playing with his brushes and like color tubes and all that stuff. And this was like in the 80s. I was born in 81. But, I mean, his paintings, they were kind of traditional, but they always had kind of political, social, implicit meaning in them. And in Kuwait, at that time, the political scene was kind of like hot, and there was a lot of problems there. And for some reason, he wasn't allowed to exhibit his paintings in Kuwait. So he decided to stop performing any kind of art since then, and he never did any kind of like art or art related activities until lately. He did a couple of pieces, but that's it for him at that time. So I took that from him, and I started like playing with these stuff and doing some kind of artistic activities related to graphic design or illustrations or calligraphy.
But did the fact that he had to stop owing to his political sensibility have an effect on you? Did it disturb you at the time or not?
Not really, but the funny thing is I started performing art, like graphic design as art, with political and social issues, which is funny, and I don't know, it's kind of ironic.
Well, and one of them went viral.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of them, they went viral, but one of them, it went really, really viral. So.
Tell us about that one.
So the poster is called, or the print is called Aloud, and in Arabic it says غير ممنوع, which is not forbidden. It's written on the print. And it's basically, it's a reaction that I made after I was listening to the news, and this guy came out, he's from Saudi Arabia, from a committee in Saudi Arabia. It's a religious committee, and it's powerful. Sometimes it's more powerful than the police. And this guy came out in the radio, and he said it was at the end of March, beginning of April from last year. And this guy said, well, now women are allowed to ride a bicycle, but not for the purpose of transportation. It's only for having fun in like parks and designated places. And this should be done with an existence of a guardian, so that guardian should be there. So I thought it's a joke or April Fool or something like that then. But next day it was all over the news. So I just illustrated what I imagined this would look like in a poster. And it was so simple. A woman in a traditional Saudi dress riding a bicycle with a man standing in the basket on her back. So,
And it's certainly, I mean, the proportions are, sort of weird and satiric in the sense that the bike is going to fall over.
Yeah.
But also the lines are, I mean, there's something beautiful in the design and something so that even if this had no meaning to me, and of course it wouldn't, right? I mean, if I saw this, I don't understand that this political commentary had gone out or that there's this struggle happening in Kuwait.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at this kind of lovely, a little satiric. Something obviously is going on here.
Yeah.
But the design itself is pretty. It's nice to look at.
Yeah, I mean, when I create any new artwork, I try my best to make people relate to it. If they're living this event or they're like Westerns or coming from different backgrounds, they would understand something in this artwork. Maybe not the special or the specific event, but if you look at it, if you don't know anything about the event, you could relate that it's about women, men, gender, something like that. So I try to have this like a broad understanding of the artwork. And if you can relate to the specific event also, it makes more sense for you.
When it went viral, obviously there was commentary about this. Who was seeing it? How was it received in the Muslim world and then beyond? And how talk about those two different kinds of reception.
Yeah, so in the Muslim world, or let's say in the Gulf region, in the Arabian Persian Gulf region, it was picked up by Twitter and social media, and like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And it went viral. I could see it on all my friends from Saudi Arabia or like the Middle East. I could see it on their like display pictures. They are retweeting, reposting on Facebook pages and all. And this is how it got viral in my part of the world. But I remember I got a call from someone from Der Spiegel magazine in Germany right after I posted that, like next day, asking me to publish it in the magazine. And then I kept getting like more requests from different magazines and like news stations and news agencies to republish this work. And then also I got a request from a book author to have it on the book. It was about Saudi Arabia as well, and they actually had this design on the book cover.
As you say, it has something to do with women and women's rights, right. Even if you don't know the particulars. Do you think it led to questions in the world outside the Gulf about what's going on in Kuwait? What was behind this?
Well, this was a commentary is about Saudi Arabia in particular, not in Kuwait. I mean, in Kuwait, it's much relaxed when it's related to women's rights and gender. But to go back to the question, I think people outside our region, they know what's happening in Saudi Arabia, and probably they know that women, they are not allowed to drive there. But I think because this made fun out of what's happening, I think it got more viral because they could. It's very friendly, very simple, and it's appealing to the eye. So it's much more appealing to the common understanding than like a picture maybe or something, or a very violent picture or something like that. So that's why I think that's why it was a successful artwork and it got viral and got everywhere.
You had another successful work before this one, and that was called My City, My Place, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that one.
So this project was a school project, and we were asked to do like a design using typography about the city we grew in. And it was, I mean, basically the assignment was to do a design about something we liked or nostalgic about our city. But for some reason, I picked the thing I really hate about my city, which at that time was like people were talking about everything. I mean, I come from Kuwait. Kuwait is a very small country. The Kuwaitis are very socially connected. So, and we are only 1.4 million Kuwaitis. So when you say something and when you do something, it really affects the community and it really affects the country in a bad or a good way. And people, they were not responsible for what they're saying in Twitter or the news or the newspapers. They're just throwing words and throwing like statements, and it had a great bad effect on the country. So I designed a poster. I illustrated two Kuwaitis giving their back to the audience. And they're walking to Norway, like they're walking to nowhere. It's empty in front of them. And they're talking about everything. They're basically discussing everything in a way that doesn't make sense.
You've got in fairly bold lettering here.
Yeah.
The football, when they voted for the president, actually the stock of the president was going high as the nuclear weapon that Iran is going to build, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And on it goes.
And I'm not surprised to see someone actually talking like that.
Yeah. Well, I want to go back to Aloud, and that's the bicycle picture and Saudi Arabia, because you talked about your father's work not getting the light of day and ultimately led him to stop. Aloud, which was that satiric look at women and riding their bicycles, there was a display. You were able to exhibit that.
Yeah.
What was the response?
It was amazing, actually. I mean, the first time I exhibited this artwork in a formal gallery or exhibition, it was in Saudi Arabia, and I was invited by a gallery in Al Khobar to exhibit this work as a part of an exhibition called Loud Art. And this artwork was like, when you get into the gallery, it's in your face. Like, it's the first thing you see. And people who were visiting, they didn't know how do I look like. They didn't know me personally, but they could relate to the artwork. So I could see the smile on their faces and how they are happy to see this artwork. And they were talking and discussing with me the artwork. I was surprised and I was overwhelmed by the fact that they were so engaged with this artwork, and it meant a lot that someone not from Kuwait, not from Saudi Arabia, is doing this just for the sake of supporting their cause.
Women in particular?
Women in particular, yeah. I mean, men and women, but women in particular, yeah.
And that's the other interesting thing, because, again, your work is beguilingly simple in it visually, and yet the messages are complex, and certainly about complex issues when you talk about women's rights in that part of the world. So you do feel that they're generating more important conversations than the football when they voted for president, which is...
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I mean... I try to make the artworks as simple as they are when it comes to the look and feel and the visual aesthetic of it, but it has a lot of implicit messages. So, for example, the artwork allowed, you might get it as like a woman riding a bicycle and it's about the riding the bicycle thing, but there's also people who understood it in another way, such as women controlling men or men controlling women or men overseeing over-controlling women in Saudi Arabia. So there are a lot, and I mean to do that. I mean to have different interpretation for the artwork.
There's another one I'd like you to talk about, and that is Stake of Kuwait.
Yeah.
Will you describe it for us and tell us about it?
So Stake of Kuwait is basically a plate. It's a white plate, and there is a piece of steak on the top of this plate. And this piece of steak, it's basically the map of Kuwait. And someone got a bite out of this steak, and there's like a fork and knife on the side. So what I mean, Kuwait is, I think it's considered a wealthy country. It's a small country. It's a wealthy country. We have oil there, but it's misused. And I think for a country that is this small and has this amount of oil reservoir, we should be much more ahead. And I did this poster because I found out, or I've noticed, and I think everyone noticed, that people are trying to get a piece of this steak, which is Kuwait, legally or illegally. They just want more. They're not doing anything for the sake of the country or for the sake of development of the country. They just want to take more and more. So this kind of things that bother me, and that's why I create these artworks.
We are talking about the satiric political art of Mohammed Sharaf on display at the FedEx UNC's FedEx Center in Chapel Hill on the state of things. Your work also deals a lot with women's issues. There are many political issues. You just talked about corruption and oil. But coming back to women, that seems to be – is it the most important issue to you?
I don't think I believe that it's the most important issue, but it's the issue that bothers me a lot. And I can see it a lot in my part of the world. That's why many of my artworks ended up about this issue.
One of them in particular, an artwork for Manal al-Sharif, who became well-known all around the world. But tell us about the work that you did for her.
Yeah, so I think I was on Facebook, and I saw that Manal al-Sharif was going to, or a couple of Saudi women, they were going to ride, drive their cars and videotape themselves while they're driving, which they are not allowed to do. They are not allowed to drive cars in Saudi Arabia. And then she did that on a certain date. And after that, she got to jail like for a few days. And I mean, I don't have anything to do with Manal, and I don't know her personally before this event, but I was really annoyed and bothered by the fact that there are something that we take for granted, such as driving our cars. And she cannot do that. And she actually got to jail because of that. So I just went to my computer and like sketchpad, sketchnote. And I took her picture. I made an artwork out of her picture. So it's basically a man, a Saudi man, like in a very small size, looking at her face. And her face is looking for the future. And it's about how men are kind of afraid of women taking control. That's why they don't want them to drive. It's not related to religion or anything like that. It's just they don't want to have control.
It's interesting to me that the people you admire get a full facial look. We get to see their face in its detail. The things you don't like about. So when we see people gossiping instead of talking about important things, we're looking at them from behind. We never see their face. These men who are showing their fear by repressing women, I only see their back. And in Stake of Kuwait, I don't see the greedy looks on their faces at all. There are no people. It's just the impact on the state.
Right.
Are you conscious of that?
Yeah, I'm conscious. I tend not to put so much, like violent or something very aggressive in my posters. And the negative part of Manar Sharif Poster is the man for me. So I try not to put emphasis on his negativity or the bad side of this event. And I did that for the poster as well. For many of my posters, I try to make it funny, simple, no violence, no aggressiveness in the posters. It's more pleasing for the eye, and that will lead to have like an artwork that is more acceptable for the public audience, like for general audience that they are not into politics or they're not into art. They're just regular people.
And you've said that your style is actually inspired by Russian poster artists. Am I right?
Yeah, my style is inspired by Russian poster artists, by Swiss designs because they're very simple and limited and minimal, by Paul Rand, which his work was like very funny and simple and friendly. And also, there is an artist from Iran. His name is Reza Abdini. He had actually a great influence on my artwork.
Pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much, Mohammed.
Thank you very much.
Kuwaiti graphic designer and illustrator Mohammed Sharaf. His exhibit and illustrations called Visual Reactions, A View from the Middle East, now on view at UNC Chapel Hill's FedEx Global Education Center. There's a public reception and an art viewing keynote presentation tonight at 5:30. If you missed that, you should go to our website, stateofthings.org, where you can find out more about that and everything we've talked about on this program, which is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley's our technical director, Brent Wolf, our news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.